Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Antonia. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Can you say again?
How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I need to file a new claim or reopen an existing one.
Okay, so did you already have one open already?
There was one that I filed, and it was the 24th of July, and I didn't get anything until right there the 22nd of August. And what it, here it is. Yeah, what it was about was the fact that I filed for all this during that time. The thing is I was never technically unemployed. And I have recently got word that my route has been up for bid, which would effectively terminate me from employment.
So, are you still working?
No, from this job, no. It's been 6 months.
Okay.
But they had refused and deliberately not told me anything.
When was the last
time? They haven't even sent me a letter that, hey, yeah, you're terminated. As far as they're think, I'm going to assume that I'm still waiting on any information about it.
Okay, so when was the last time you needed a weekly certification?
Can you say that again?
When was the last time you did a weekly certification?
I'm sorry, what?
When was the last time you did a weekly certification?
For what? For this?
Yes, sir. Can I have your social security number so we can get a claim started for you?
416-39-6806.
And your first and last name?
Stephen Brakefield with a PH.
And your date of birth?
12/25/91.
And your driver's license and number?
1 minute.7-9-5-5-8-3-9.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Have you had a name change?
No.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. What would you prefer?
I'm sorry, what?
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. What would you prefer?
Preferably directly into account.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And your routing number?
You'll get that. $2,500
204-101. Okay, you said $2,500. And that's the routing number.
It's the first number, right? Or is the second number?
The routing number is normally the shorter number. And the account number is normally the longest. The longer number.
Okay, give me my bad. It's 062. 203-010.
All right, so that was 062-203-010.
Yep.
And was that number you called out, was that the account number?
Yeah, the other one was the account number.
Okay, so that was 2500-204-101.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
10 River Trail, Hayden, Alabama, 35079.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's a good telephone number to put on file for you?
This number, it's 205-876-6325.
And you did say that address was 10 River Trail, Hayden, Alabama.
Hayden, Alabama.
35079.
Yes.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And did you receive a notification? You said no about the TRA certification?
Yeah, I didn't receive anything, so.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I have, but I recently quit because it wasn't feasibly possible for me to continue. But again, I was still technically employed while I was working and doing what I was doing, because it was only the 30th of November that I found out that my route had been posted, which, again, that would effectively remove me from the role up there, so I'd be terminated then.
So
but
what, job,
been,
what was the last job
I
you stopped working at?
Do what?
What was the last job that you stopped working at?
Last site?
Last job you stopped working at?
It was FedEx and technically Hoover, but...
How long were you working there?
It was right there at 2 months.
What, is that the job you're trying to file for?
Can I say again?
Is that the job you're trying to file for?
No.
So you're trying to file for that other job?
Yes. The other job is the post office in Hayden.
Post office in Hayden.
And that one is the one that I've been off for all this time. And I took that up just to make something. I mean, I can't just continue to do nothing and still be employed and try to get unemployment for all this. Which, as of right now, though, technically, I can technically file for unemployment. Because technically, in that case, I'm off rolls. But okay. I am also in pursuit of suing them for all this and trying to get my job back. So far, I hadn't heard anything, though, so.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No. The closest I got was a form that said that I needed to prove that I was terminated. Well, I'm not technically terminated at that point when I received the form. And it was dated the claim date was 7/24/22. The mail date for this was 8/16/22. But, I mean, I can't send anything in considering that I was not technically terminated. I was on leave of absence for all that time. But also, again, as of now, if that's all correct, I am unemployed there. So I have full right to file for unemployment. So that's why I'm trying to look to do so, and this is the third time I've tried to call today, and I've gotten a 15-minute wait time every single time, so.
Yes, sir, we've been very busy on today. The last few days, we've been very busy. All right.
But, yeah.
File for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
As a postal employee, yes. If that's something that is considered, yes.
All right, yes, sir. One moment. All right, yes, sir. So I am about to transfer you, okay, so that they can get their claim in for you.
Okay. All
right. I'm transferring you now. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. You too.
My pleasure.